I can't tell you what a special thing it is to have Lori Lewis just drop in here tonight. Thank you, Lori. She is a real legend. And the Tea Sisters have been doing the Concert Carnival for years and years and years. We're actually not quite technically cousins, but our families got married together through our parents and aunties and friends and whatnot. And so we consider ourselves cousins. And so it's really great to continue our Concert Carnival tradition. So, moving along here. Here from Nashville, Tennessee. They're on tour with their band Grateful Drag, Bertha Grateful Drag, and they just, I think, sold out the UC Theater last night in Berkeley. And it was an amazing show. Was anyone at that last night? So much fun. Totally raging scene. And we've known Jacob and Melody for years and years and years. We know them back from the Front Country days. And we're just real big fans of these two. And they've moved to Nashville, and they've gone on to amazing nationwide success in their various projects. So we are very, very lucky to have them. Please give them a warm welcome. Jacob Groopman and Melody Walker.
Thanks, Nat.
Hey guys, sorry, it's our first day. Hey, hey, how's it going, y'all? It's good to be back here. I don't think I played the Concert Carnival for a good, I don't know, 7, 8 years, something like that. It's been a while, so I hope some of you recognize me. My name is Melody Walker. This is Jacob Groopman, my lovely sidekick. And I happen to be one of the newest board members of Bluegrass Pride, the org that we're benefiting tonight. I've been such a fan of Bluegrass Pride. I was lucky to be able to walk in the very first Pride parade that they did here in San Francisco and won best overall contingent at the SF Pride parade.
Oh, yeah.
With some bluegrass. Pretty cool. And since then, they've sort of expanded all throughout the country, and I'm running a bluegrass jam at a queer bar in East Nashville every month for Bluegrass Pride. So it happens all around the country now. Can I get more of this guitar, please, TLP? So this is a song that I wrote with Molly Tuttle. And it's really about queerness, whatever that means to you. It's called Crooked Tree.